Okay, so now we're going on our fifth week about talking about self-publishing an audiobook, and this one is the most interesting of the five platforms I've previously talked about, and one I feel is just the most promising. They're called Audiobooks Unleashed. Now, you might be scratching your head going, but wait, hang on a second. I've heard of Audiobooks Unleashed before. You may have. They actually act as a bridge between readers and authors for getting legit reviews of your audiobook. So what are they doing? Well, what's Audiobooks Unleashed up to? I mean, is this something that's sketchy? You're going to find out more about that in today's episode, so stay tuned.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
It is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast, episode 82, and I'm just tickled to death that you took a little bit of time out your day to spend a little bit of time with me here to talk about my favorite thing in self-publishing. And, you know, we'll just jump right into things because these audiobook podcasts have been so stinking long because there's so much for us to take in, and Audiobooks Unleashed is no exception to the rule. The problem with publishing in general is there's so many options, it can be so overwhelming, but what I'd like to do over the past, gosh, it's been a few months now, I wanted to show you some of the different avenues you could take advantage of. And prior to us talking about the audiobook distribution platforms, we talked about other places like Kindle Direct Publishing, Ingram Spark, Lulu, and so on and so forth. But now we're focused 100% on audiobooks. So in this episode today, and this is going to be one of the last ones where we're going to talk about the different distribution avenues, we're talking about Audiobooks Unleashed. And as I kind of alluded to early into the podcast, is Audiobook Unleashed is an author and reader platform for gathering legit reviews for your audiobook. I've known some people have used the services and have been very happy. Some have had some pretty mixed results. Overall, though, they're a good, legit service, and a lot of people that enjoy using their services. And it's not super expensive. But now, if you go over to audiobooksunleashed.com, you'll see a pop-up come on up, and it's going to let you know they're now producing and distributing audiobooks. Whoa, what? Yeah, you heard me just right. In their words, meet Audiobooks Unleashed, the distribution service where you call all the shots. You deserve the freedom to run your audiobook productions your way. Submitted a finished audiobook or starting from the very beginning? Then they happen to be your place. So, we know their production and distribution. Exactly what does that mean? Think like Audiobook Creation Exchange, ACX. They're the big dog right now. They're the ones that are pulling in the lion's share of the profits when it comes to downloadable audiobooks. And it's kind of a scary thing because when you have a monopoly, they become the only choice. And so you're having to kind of suck it up and go on over there because obviously you want to be making some money. But the issue when it comes to ACX is not only the fact that they're the biggest dog in the yard, they also have limited reach. So if you happen to be outside of the US, the UK, Canada, and Ireland, you really don't have any way to publish through ACX. And if you happen to be outside those regions trying to publish through them, and they catch you outside of those regions, they're going to freeze or even terminate your account. Scary, right? So what do we have? I've told about a few avenues, but now today we're going to be focusing on one of those avenues that will honor that, that will be able to allow you to distribute, even if you are outside the US, the UK, Canada, or Ireland. Here's the part that gets me so excited. They do downloadable audiobooks. Okay, we got that out the way. Let me just come in just a little bit here on this one. Getting really close to my microphone, so that way you know exactly what's up here. They do physical CDs. Okay, some of you young kids out there probably going, CDs like certificate of deposit? No. It's like these little round things, you know? We used to put it inside a CD player that would play music. Back in the day, we used to get audiobooks on CD, and even prior to that, we got audiobooks on cassette, but that's neither here nor there. We're looking at audiobooks on CD, and oddly enough, I think it was about last year or the year before that, the global publication profits broke down into an interesting way in which print books made up a fair amount of what people are buying worldwide. And then you had ebooks, And then you had downloadable audiobooks, which is on a huge trajectory. It's going even faster and growing even higher. And I think eventually it's going to overtake ebooks. But the next category was miscellaneous. And underneath that miscellaneous category is, you ready for this? Physical CDs. People are still buying CDs to listen to audiobooks. Let that sink in. And here's the part that'll make help you sink in just a little bit more. Makes up $9 million in profit worldwide. And that was 2 years ago here, folks. And I don't think it's changed any time. And since the whole pandemic, the lockdown broke out, I'm sure more people are probably ordering some of those and getting it sent to their houses. So that part's exciting to me. So how do you produce? All right, so there's a few different options. And this is the part that's going to send your eyebrows. Okay, so we can start it out with the per finished hour. Per finished hour works like this. You pay a audiobook narrator that's available through Audiobooks Unleashed. You'll pay them per finished hour. Here's, if your book is, let's say for instance, reading it, it's an hour in length. You will pay them per finished hour, whatever their pay per finished hour is for that hour. So let's say for instance, my per finished hour is $250. By the way, I'm not a narrator. And you're not going to hire me at this point, but we're just saying for the sake of this example here, I'm $250. If your book is an hour long, you'll pay me $250. But the beauty of this is you get to keep all rights for that audiobook. All they got to do is you pay them, you get the stuff, and you're done with it. Pretty cool, right? Now they've got also what's called royalty split. ACX has something similar called the 50-50 royalty split, but it's stuck at 50-50. And you've got to do it as a 7-year agreement with that narrator. They take all the risk as a narrator, but you get 50% of the profit in return. It's pretty good in the aspect that if you don't have money, the narrator takes on all of the burden. But it's also bad if your book happens to take off and you start to pull in thousands of dollars, but then you got to split it halfway down the middle. Not to mention, it's on Audiobook Creation Exchange. Guess what? You're only getting 40%. So then at the end of the day, you're actually getting 20% of all of your audiobook sales. Yuck. Well, Audiobooks Unleashed, they're not all about that 50-50. In fact, they allow you to choose your royalty split model. You can work with their specific narrators on a good agreement that will work for that royalty split. And here's the part that just blows my mind. Multi-party splitting. That means if you get numerous voice actors into one fiction book, you can do a nonfiction if you wanted to too, although that seemed kind of weird. But nonetheless, you could then split through numerous parties. You can't do that through ACX. You take one or you don't take any. Yeah, good luck on trying to get that 50-50 royalty split on over an ACX and having numerous voice actors. You can do it through Audiobooks Unleashed. They also have what's called a royalty hybrid. Now, this works kind of like what they have for the Voices Share program over on Findaway Voices. And also, I think it's called Royalty Plus through ACX. I'm forgetting right off the top of my head. Either way, royalty hybrid essentially works that you'll do a split with them and you pay a lower price per finished hour. So if somebody's normally at $250, maybe you can negotiate them back to say $100 per finished hour in exchange for a 50-50 royalty split. And again, just throwing out these random things. You can have it 40-60, it could be 20-80, who knows? Whatever you work out with that person. Now, here's the part that is forward thinking. It's disrupting this whole model. They have changed, they've flipped the entire paradigm on its head with this alone. This is the part that gets me so excited. It's royalty deferred. Now you're probably saying, Dale, I don't want to split any of my earnings with anybody. I just want the rights to myself. Well, royalty deferred might be the thing for you. So this is what they specifically say. I'm going to read it verbatim. The rights holder does not pay the producer anything up front. Okay, cool. It's like a split. Instead, they decide on a deferred amount to be paid to the producer in royalties. The producer is paid all of the royalties until the agreed amount is hit. The royalties then either go back to the rights holder or to a royalty split, whichever the team decides. With royalty deferred, the rights holder can hire a narrator they otherwise may not be able to afford, and producers to take on less of a risk than they would in a pure royalty agreement. That excites me because a vast majority of the people, and you might be one of these people that listens to this podcast or watches over on YouTube, shameless plug, you might not be able to afford something like that. You might be a prolific fiction author that's writing epic novels, 80,000 words to 120,000 words. 80,000 words is not going to be cheap. Even at the cheapest bargain basement price of a narrator at, say, $50 per finished hour, by the way, that's just insane and ludicrous of a price anyways. Can you imagine how much extra is going to cost for an 80,000 word book? It's going to be a lot. Roughly 9,500 words can be read within the course of an hour, and that's at a pretty good clip. If somebody reads a little slower, it's going to take a lot longer. So that's nearly 10 hours of reading? Oh my gosh. 10 hours? Okay. If I'm strapped for cash, 10 times 50, whoa, I don't have that much money. Good news. You got royalty deferred. Find yourself a good voice actor who'll be able to work with you. You can work out something to where the royalties are deferred to them until it's paid off, or you also do royalty deferred and transition over into a royalty split of some sort. That part to me, folks, makes me so excited, and I'm just absolutely tickled to death. So right away, spoiler alert, usually I save all of this information the very last. That part alone has me so excited that I'm already saying that I'm ready to endorse these guys. So long as everything is above board and they keep everything shipshape, I'm really, really looking forward to things. Now, here's the really cool part. Foreign production services. Let's say you want to start to translate your work over into different languages and have it read in those languages. They got you covered. Translations start at about $50 per finished hour. The production starts at about $150 per finished hour. So this means that it's going to take some time to translate these things. You're going to have to pay for them for that. And then the production is going to be another $150. They do Spanish, French, Italian, German, Portuguese, and Dutch. Six different languages, and you got a seventh one in English, obviously. So that's pretty good. Distribution works like this. Okay, they have over 35 different platforms. I tried to look for a list, but unfortunately, I'm sorry I let you guys and gals down. I couldn't find the entire list, but I was able to at least curate this information that they distribute to Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. They have ACX distribution, essentially, is what it is. They've got Kobo, and they have Downpour. They also have library distribution. Which ones do they use? I don't know yet. I'm going to try to put some feelers out and try to find that in due time. What I would recommend is definitely get a hold of them and ask them if you have some questions. Royalties and payout. Now, is this part that actually I found out just before hitting the record for this podcast right here? Royalties and payout. You get 90% royalty for Audible and Amazon alone. It's tough enough to distribute, say, through ACX. Let's say, for instance, you're outside of US, Canada, Ireland, and UK. You're not able to use ACX. Well, this is the way to do it. And the nice thing is they're not going to nickel and dime you to death. They're only going to take 10% that you're getting through ACX, and you get the 90%. Now, remember, this is 90% of net profits because Audiobooks Unleashed acts kind of like a middleman. They're an aggregate publisher. They publish those books on your behalf. So they're going to take a small fee, 10%, not bad. I'm not mad at that. They're going to be taking, of course, since it's through ACX, it's a 25% agreement for non-exclusivity. So you're going to take 90% of that. Now, the cool thing is, let's just say you're like, I just want ACX alone. I'm outside of those regions. Cool. They let you do that. You can actually go exclusive by way of Audiobooks Unleashed. That means then you're going to take 90% of that 40%. Not bad. You don't need to worry about having your ACX account terminated if you happen to be outside US, UK, Canada, and Ireland. There's a good reason why I keep saying this, because I see too many people trying to work the system and slip into ACX. And earlier this year, dozens of accounts were frozen and terminated through ACX that were discovered to be outside those four regions. You got to play by their game. And so probably one of the best ways to play by their game Audiobooks Unleashed. Just makes sense to me. 80% royalty for all the other stores. There's 50 other stores as well as libraries. It had me scratching my head because originally they said 35 stores. Now it says 50 stores. So there's other distribution. There's a little bit of a gray area. They don't have a full list of those areas. And I would like to see what the list is, as well as the percentage breakdown for each of those avenues. With libraries, keep in mind, folks, that you're going to get paid in a variety of ways. And one of them is per checkout. Sometimes it's based on a pool-based subscription system. And other times it's based on the retail value for it. So it varies per library. Here's the information I got just before I got on. Here's the funny thing is I do all my research ahead of time, and I kind of push this down to the wire, and I send an email to them about an hour before hitting the record, and this is what they ended up answering out. So how they pay out is this. It's done monthly, so I'm sure you pay 30 days after the close of a month. You have to have a minimum of $50 in order to actually get paid. They do it through what's called transfer wire into direct deposit. Now, you're probably like, oh man, I really wish you'd go to PayPal. That's all well and good. Hear me out on this one here. Let's say, for instance, you don't have a bank account. Payoneer will probably be one of the best ways. You happen to be outside a region that you can't have a bank access there, use Payoneer. Payoneer's helped out many, many people in more inaccessible places. That way they're able to get their deposits. Payoneer's kind of like PayPal for bank accounts. If you got a bank account, great. Just go ahead and get that wire transfer done right directly through there. Hey, as we start to wrap up today's podcast, I'm going to give you my final thoughts. Before I do, I just want to let you know we're starting to wrap up this year. Gosh, we're about a month and a half away from the end of the year going into 2021. And it had been my mission. It continues to be my mission to positively impact over 100,000 authors and self-publishers' lives. And I hope that you've been one of those people. And if for some reason I've helped you move the needle in your business, if I've inspired or motivated you, or if I informed you in a way that you found valuable, then that's the positive impact I'm shooting for. You do me just a little bit of a small favor. Head on over to my YouTube channel at dalelinks.com/YouTube. Hit that subscribe button so that way I can get a little head count here. I know we're right about south of 41,000 subscribers right now, and maybe it's just a little bit of a stretch for me to think that we're going to hit 100,000 by the end of this year. But you know what? I'm going down fighting, and I hope that you go down with me. So become one of the first 100,000 subscribers over on my YouTube channel, dalelinks.com/YouTube. My final tips, my final thoughts, if you will, when it comes to Audiobooks Unleashed. Is Audiobooks Unleashed worth it? I need to do a little further digging. I'm not going to lie to you. But I'm going to say this. It's very promising. Someone in Audiobooks Unleashed must definitely be an author. They know what a pain in the butt it is to be an author. And so they thought about the best ways to give back to the author community because of these various models. Good Lord, the different per finished hour, royalty splits, royalty hybrid, and a royalty deferred? What? And you have over 50 different avenues to distribute to, no less physical CDs? I'm in love. I'm in love. That's it. Quite simply. And I haven't even published anything through them yet. Trust me, I will be doing that. So if you want to get more information, go to distribution.audiobooksunleashed.com. Again, that's distribution.audiobooksunleashed.com. And also you can hit them up directly through their support at info@audiobooksunleashed.com. And I've got nothing but good things to say about them. Over the past few months, I've talked about these various avenues for good reason. I wanted to help demystify some of the process. I wanted to kind of point out the different avenues for you to take advantage of as an indie author. So that way, you don't have to worry about it. It's my mission as a video content creator and podcaster to curate all this information for you. Because the one thing that you shouldn't have to worry about is obsessing over self-publishing. All you need to worry about is writing and publishing and promoting. Let me figure out all the rest of that for you. That's what I'm here for. I obsess over those things so you don't have to. So in the event you happen to be listening to this specific podcast and you're going, oh, there was other ones? go back through my old podcasts where I talked about all the different avenues, everything from the published drives to draft to digital to Smashwords to Lulu to KDP, ACX, Find a Way, Voices, all these things. And I broke those down into bite-sized pieces so you can listen or watch those episodes and get the most out of those. Folks, we'll be back in the saddle come next week. We're going to be talking a little bit more about keywords in next week's podcast. You're going to want to make sure you stay tuned. Hey, subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcasting platform and leave a review. And if you happen to be watching this on the YouTube podcast over at dalelinks.com/YouTube podcast, drop a comment down below with a banana sticker if you felt like today's podcast episode was good. And if you didn't think it was good, hit the thumbs down. Let me know. Hit the thumbs up if you thought it was good. Either way, it's been a joy being able to talk to you about something I think is so promising. Till later, folks. This has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will chat with you next week.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.